Hello all. For the Intercultural Education Communication Podcast, I researched the French education system. I am Fatima Magaña Mesa, and this is L'Éducation Française, or French Education. According to the webpage Expatica.com, in an article titled A Guide to the French Education System, states that schooling in France is free for kids ages 6 to 16. Dr. Bertrand Landry, a French professor at the University of Mount Union, stated that the French citizens pay high taxes, therefore, in exchange, they receive many perks, such as free education and a very affordable health care. I asked Dr. Landry about the mandatory age only being up to 16. He explained that at this age, teens are allowed to start working legally. However, he further explained that some students don't want to further their education at their high school, meaning they don't want to attend a university. Therefore, while in high school, these kids learn a trade such as plumbing, hairstyling, which here in the United States is known as cosmetology, or mechanics. Therefore, the students who do not want to further their education after high school can pursue a job in one of these fields. Speaking about university entry, according to the Cultural Services French Embassy in the United States webpage, explains that to enter university, there is an entry exam called the French Baccalaureate Exam, or as it is known, the BAC for short. The webpage states that 11th and 12th graders take this exam. And here in the United States, we have something similar, the ACT or the SAT. However, Dr. Landry explains that there are two different baccalaureate exams, one being the literary BAC and the other one being the scientific BAC. What's the difference between these two? The literary BAC is for those students who want to pursue a career in the liberal arts. The scientific BAC is for those students who want to pursue a career in the applied sciences. Dr. Landry shared with me that when taking his baccalaureate exam, he took the literary BAC, whereas his sister took the scientific BAC. Ending my interview with Dr. Landry, I asked him about vacations and time off of work or school, because as a French major, I've learned that vacation and time off is highly valued for French, though it is quite long. Dr. Landry explained that the French want children to rest from time to time, so that their performance in school is well. He added that the school year in France begins in September, ending around December 20th for the Christmas holiday, and then resumes in January, then ending in July for summer vacation. A fun fact that I read in Expatica.com's article is that French schools don't offer extracurricular activities like clubs or sports because they want kids to strictly focus on their academics, something different from American schools, where we are encouraged to also stay physically active along with taking care of our academic careers. Again, this was a fun fact. Who doesn't like learning about travel experiences? To complete this episode of L'Éducation Française, I will discuss the topic of studying abroad. The webpage campusfrance.org, in their section titled Study Abroad in France, explains that every year there are over 17,000 U.S. students that travel abroad to expand their global learning. Those students don't simply get on a plane and fly to the foreign country. They have to fill out paperwork, such as a pre-consular visa application. CampusFrance.org explains that this visa allows a person to stay in the foreign country for more than 90 days. Emily Schott, a student at the University of Union and who has already studied abroad, confirms that studying abroad requires a lot of paperwork before flying. Schott explained that before leaving, she had to apply for the visa, get her passport ready, and plan out her semester abroad with her advisors here at the University of Mount Union. Knowing the difference between grading systems in the United States and France, I asked Schott her opinion about the French grading system. Schott explained that French universities use a 5-point grading scale, and that French universities don't count participation as part of the overall grade. How lucky are French students, huh? Yes, participation was encouraged for all classes, though I don't think it was calculated as I never got points taken off for not participating, states Schott. As a curiosity of mine, I asked Schott about food, because let's be honest, we all love food. Personally, throughout my learning experience about France here at the University of Mount Union, I've learned that food to the French is very important. Schott explained that while in France, the French cuisine was good, though as the semester progressed, she began to miss American food. However, Schott noted that if she had to pick between foods, she'd pick the French cuisine. Ending my interview with Schott, she gave some advice to future study abroad students. That being, to step outside of our comfort zone and to challenge ourselves while in the foreign country, because if we don't, we will regret it. I quote Schott, "Don't leave room for doubt and push yourself to try new things." Emily Schott, the University of Mount Union. This was L'Éducation Française with Fatima Magaña Meza.